Monday, the Texas County Sheriff's Department arrested a man from Plato on felony charges. 66-year-old Johnny Berry was arrested and charged with felony unlawful possession of a firearm, dangerous felon. Authorities allegedly found three firearms in his apartment. Berry has a history of criminal activity in four states. He was taken to Texas County Jail, bail set at $200,000. Six Mountain View, Missouri residents were injured in a three-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon south of Mountain View. The Highway Patrol reports that a car driven by 35-year-old David Zimmer crossed the center line and hit the vehicles driven by 19-year-old Nicholas Shar and 40-year-old Courtney McDaniel. Shar, Zimmer, and McDaniel were all injured, along with 60-year-old Diana Cole, 19-year-old Kylie Prince, and a 1-year-old boy. All the injuries were minor. The accident happened on Highway 17, about 4.5 miles south of Mountain View. A man from Wideman in Izard County has been arrested for allegedly stealing a purse and using the credit card from it. 50-year-old Stephen Townsend is charged with felony theft of property, felony criminal attempt, and felony forgery. He's free on $10,000 bond. Thursday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 188 new COVID-19 cases with three new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 336,948 cases, 5,757 deaths. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 385 new COVID-19 cases with three new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 405,454 cases, 8,821 deaths. For county totals, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Howe County Sheriff Brent Campbell was the guest speaker at the West Plains Chamber of Commerce meeting on Thursday and talked about several things. One of those was a grant.
So a grant opened up, and it's a non-DTF burn jag grant. And I saw on there you could buy cars, you could buy all these tools. So I called the director. I could buy cars, I could buy this, I could buy that. And I'm thinking, hey, here we go. Here's some, I can update my radios, I can do this, I can do that. Well, I called the director and like, no, it has to evolve around a program.
He talked about what he plans.
So under that program, what I plan to do, and again, with a small facility, but working with the court system and a collaborative effort with the treatment center, and I would love to get with South Central Career Center or GoCat or whatever. But somehow in our community, we have to slow the rate of recidivism and the crime that we see, okay? I would love to work the people that are committed to me. They have to be committed. I can't just work somebody or do whatever if they're not committed to me. But instead of sending somebody to prison for, quote, 15 years when they're going to serve about 12 months, send them to me. Let me house them. Let me work them. And let me train them.
We'll have more from Sheriff Campbell in our news over the next few days here at ECNN. Mark Hubble with the West Plains Education Foundation was the guest on the train 100.9 on Thursday morning. He talked about their spring raffle.
On behalf of the board, we'd just like to say thank you to all our sponsors for the fall raffle, and we're just excited to do the spring raffle. This spring, we're going to offer outdoor patio set, and that set's going to include several handmade items from the carpentry and welding classes from the South Central Career Center with the West Plains School. You know, tickets are going on sale, one for 10 or six for 50. And we'll have this drawing on May 26. It'll be a Facebook Live event. So please buy your tickets. We're going to end on May 25th at midnight. Will be the last opportunity to purchase. You can purchase those online. Please go to zizzers.org and follow and to purchase your tickets there. Or if you'd like, you can call 417-256-6155.
We ask him what the proceeds will be used for.
Main reason that we do these events for the Education Foundation Board is because we offer what they call innovation grants for the classrooms. So each teacher, preschool through 12th grade, anybody in between that that has a class that would like to apply for one of our grants, we do up to $500, and we try to do between 10 and 15 grants a semester. So we offer a spring and a fall semester grant for those teachers. If they're awarded, then they will get those checks into their classroom.
For more information, you can call 417-256-6155. The Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission has awarded contracts for several projects in Southeast Missouri. Pace Construction Company was awarded $3,217,000 for pavement resurfacing on Route H from Route 106 to Route 19 in Shannon County, Route F from Route 19 to the end of state maintenance in Shannon County, Route 95 from Route 14 to Route 5 in Douglas and Ozark counties, and Route C from Route E to Route 14 in Douglas and Wright counties. Timelines and impacts to traffic will be announced prior to construction. During the month of April, Missouri lottery players won more than $104.4 million in total prizes. Of all those prizes in April, more than $14.1 million were prizes of $1,000 or more. Locally, there were several winners of prizes of $1,000 or more. A list of those winners are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. South Central Career Center has a skilled USA state champion. Caitlin Tilson is a West Plains High School senior in Leanne Davidson's Pharmacy Tech program, and she's won first place in the Skills USA Medical Math Competition held in April. Congratulations again to Caitlin Tilson of West Plains High School.